At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Becoming is Messy, where we dive deep into the journey of survival, transformation, and everything in between. I'm your host, Megan Dawson, here to share the honest, unfiltered stories behind my own process of becoming. Life isn't a pretty and perfect straight line, and neither is becoming the person we're meant to be. Here, we embrace the ups, the downs, and all the beautiful, chaotic, messy moments that shape who we are. Whether you're in the thick of change or reflecting on past transformations, this space is for real conversations about what it means to grow, stumble, and rise again. So get comfy, settle in, and let's get messy. Hey friends, welcome back to Becoming is Messy. This episode is for those times when we find ourselves wondering why life seems so hard. No matter how many milestones we reach, successes we deliver, people we please, on paper the boxes are checked. Career, check. Relationships, check. Maybe family, maybe independence, check, check. You've worked hard. You've sacrificed, you've been intentional. But inside, there's this restlessness, a quiet exhaustion, maybe even a little voice whispering, does this ever get easy? If you've felt that, you're not failing, you're not broken. You're just in the messy middle. And that is exactly where I want to meet you today, because it is where I've been hanging out for some time now. About a year ago, I hit a wall. A lifelong perfectionist, straight-A student, 2 decades climbing the corporate ladder, and then I slammed into the fucking wall. I remember looking at my husband, Kelly, and saying, I have nothing left. I just need to tap out for a bit. Can I just sit on the sidelines? It was raw, a terrifying admission. My whole life had been about hustling, pushing, producing, performing. But years of health struggles layered with the weight of a job that I had come to hate finally drained me dry. And here's the part that still undoes me. Kelly didn't hesitate, even though it was the absolute worst timing. 3 teenagers on the brink of college. Goodbye to a steady paycheck, and he just said yes. Yes to me stepping back. Yes to me taking care of myself. It was the first time as an adult that I ever let somebody else truly take care of me. And that breathing room, it was one of the most generous gifts I have ever received. With that space, I could finally exhale, heal my nervous system, build healthier habits, restore my health, and slowly start this new career path, coaching, speaking, creating work that I love. It's also shifted our marriage. We've both had our turns carrying one another, and there is something so powerful about that kind of exchange. Seeing your partner not just as who you fell in love with, but as the one steadying the ground when you are about to collapse. And yet, the imperfect side of this, Kelly's grand gesture didn't magically stop life from lifing. Bills still came, the house still needed cleaning, teenagers still needed parenting, the laundry still hasn't figured out how to fold itself. And launching a business has been its own kind of roller coaster of learning and unlearning, building and rebuilding. Life doesn't pause just because we're tired. Just keeps rolling forward. And some days, I still wonder how I'm supposed to keep rolling at the speed that it demands. And what I also know, this certainly is not just my story. Nearly half of working women say that they feel burned out or undervalued. Women report higher rates of exhaustion than men, not because we're weaker, but because we're carrying so much, careers, plus the invisible mental load of caregiving, organizing, worrying. And almost half of millennials say they feel trapped by life. Not because they've achieved nothing, but because achievement didn't feel the way that they thought it would. So if you too have ever caught yourself thinking, why am I restless when I should be grateful? Please hear me. It's not just you. It's human. And here's the bigger truth. When life feels like this, when we're both grateful and restless, both blessed and burned out, it's usually because we've arrived at a crossroads. Not just one, maybe several. I'm going to talk about five of those crossroads today. The places in our lives where the path we thought would carry us forward suddenly asks us to stop, to decide, to become someone new before we can keep going. And today, I'm going to walk you through them, not as a roadmap with all the answers, but as a companion pointing out the signs so you know you're not lost, you're simply becoming. The first crossroad is identity. It sneaks up on us in those quiet moments, doesn't it? When you've been defined for so long by a title, something like mom, partner, boss, leader, volunteer, whatever the hats are that you've been wearing, and then suddenly you realize, wait, who am I without all of these titles? For me, this hit me hard when I left my corporate job. For 20 years, my answer to what do you do was easy. I had a shiny title, a clear ladder that I was climbing, a paycheck that said, see, you matter. And when I stepped away from that, I'll be honest, I didn't know how to answer anymore. Saying I'm figuring it out felt terrifying, because if I wasn't that person, then who the hell was I? This is the heart of the first crossroad. Identity isn't fixed. It shifts, and the shift is messy. At this crossroad, the invitation is simple but brutal. Can you allow yourself to become a beginner again? To peel back the layers of who you thought you had to be and get curious about who you actually are now? Here's the good news. Every time you hit this identity crossroad, it's not a dead end, it's a doorway. Scary as hell, yes, but also where possibility lives. When you strip away your titles, your roles, the ways people describe you, what's left? Who are you becoming? That's something to think about. The second crossroad is relationships. And let's just say this one. Oof. It's tender because as you grow and shift, not everyone is going to come along for the ride. Sometimes it's family dynamics. Sometimes it's friendships that once felt easy but now feel heavy. Sometimes it's even your marriage or partnership, where suddenly the way you've always operated, it's just not working anymore. Kelly and I have lived this. That moment when I waved the white flag and said, I can't keep carrying so much, that was a relationship crossroad. We could have stayed in old patterns, me over-functioning, him letting me. But instead, we had to renegotiate who we were to each other. Every big life change will ask something of your relationships. They either stretch with you, they strain against you. At this crossroad, the invitation is courage. Courage to have the hard conversations. Courage to set boundaries. Courage to grieve the relationships that can't stretch and to pour into the ones that do. If you're honest with yourself, who in your life really sees you right now? And with whom are you still pretending? It might be time to take a look at some of those relationships. Crossroads number 3 is purpose. This is where the big existential questions show up. What am I here for? Is what I'm doing actually making a difference? Is what I'm doing actually filling up my bucket? For me, this hit hard after I left my job. Coaching and speaking were calling me, but there were so many mornings I woke up wondering, am I crazy? Can I actually make a career out of the things that I'm so passionate about? This crossroad shows up when the old why no longer fuels you. Maybe your job pays the bills, but it's draining your soul. Maybe the dream you once had doesn't fit who you are anymore. Maybe you're just tired of pouring your energy into the things that don't matter. At this crossroad, the invitation is to get curious about alignment. Purpose doesn't have to be some grand world-saving mission. Sometimes it's simply doing the next right thing that feels true to you. Reflect on where you feel most alive right now. Is there one small step you could take to do just a little bit more of that? Crossroad 4 is the crossroad of capacity. The fourth crossroad is brutal for high achievers and caretakers alike because it forces us to admit that we are not bottomless wells. I hit this crossroad when my body said, no more. The health struggles, the burnout, the brain fog, they were all flashing signs that I couldn't keep running on fumes. And let me say, capacity is not just about time management or saying no. It's about nervous system management. It's about energy. It's about finally admitting that you're a human being, not a human doing. At this crossroad, the invitation is rest, recovery, and replenishment. And I get it. That sounds indulgent. But the truth is, capacity is the fuel that makes everything else possible. Without it, even the most meaningful purpose or most beautiful relationship will eventually buckle. What would change if you stopped trying to do it all and you gave yourself permission to rest without guilt? The fifth crossroad is trust. This is where control meets surrender, where we realize we can't plan or white-knuckle our way through everything. When I stepped away from my job, I wanted a 5-year plan, a guaranteed roadmap. Instead, I've gotten a year of uncertainty. Each day feels more uncertain than the previous, to be honest. And that continued uncertainty continues to force me to trust myself, my marriage, the timing, the messy unfolding. And this one has been hard for me. My inner perfectionist would much prefer to control every outcome, but the most transformative shifts in my life have happened when I haven't had all the answers, and I need to sit with the trust for this time around as well. Just like I'd learned to do in the past, I need to keep walking without all of those answers. At this crossroad, the invitation is faith, not necessarily religious faith, although it could be that, but the kind of trust that says, I am going to figure this out. I will not abandon myself. Reflection for you. Where are you still gripping the wheel? And what might open up if you loosened your grip just a little bit? Those are the 5 crossroads. Identity, relationships, purpose, capacity, and trust. And here's what I want you to hear. If you're standing at one or all of these crossroads, you're not failing. You're not behind. You're not broken. You're simply becoming. Yes, it feels messy. Yes, it can be so exhausting. But it's also the most honest human sacred work that we all do. And the beauty is, you don't have to walk it alone. Lean on your people. Set the boundaries that protect your energy. Say the hard truths. Remember that it's you who gets to set the pace. And above all, don't forget to laugh along the way. Because sometimes humor is the only thing that makes the messy middle survivable. And maybe you're listening today still thinking, but it feels so heavy. I'm so tired. If that's you, I want to leave you with words that captured me in my own season of burnout and rebuilding. These words aren't mine, but they've become kind of a companion to me on this path. The hardest lesson I have had to learn as an adult is the relentless need to keep going, no matter how broken I feel inside. Life doesn't stop when we're exhausted, when our hearts are shattered, or when our spirits feel threadbare. It keeps moving, unyielding, indifferent, demanding that we keep pace. Somehow, we persevere. We stumble. We break. We fall to our knees, but we get up. And in doing so, we uncover a strength we never knew we had. Resilience isn't always about grand acts of bravery. Sometimes it's just a whisper. Keep going. Friends, that whisper is the bravest thing you can do. Just keep going. Take one small, messy step at a time. To trust that even in the exhaustion, even in the unraveling, you are still becoming. So take a moment today and notice, at which of these crossroads are you standing? And what's one small, courageous step you can take forward, even if the road ahead is still foggy? Until next time, stay messy, my friends.
Before we wrap today, I want to invite you to be part of the Becoming is Messy community. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And if there's anything that resonates with you, please leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps other people find this community. Follow me on social media. I'd love to hear your ideas for future topics, your questions, and stories from your own messy moments. And if you're feeling inspired, check out the Becoming is Messy shop, where you can grab a mug, a t-shirt, or something else that reminds you to embrace your messy magic every single day. A huge thank you to the incredible Wolves and Sheep for providing the music for Becoming is Messy. Check them out on your favorite music streaming platform. As we close out today's episode, remember this. Messy is just another word for growing. So keep showing up, keep laughing, and keep making beautifully awkward progress. Until next time, stay messy, my friends.